The Hit List.
KMFM.
Monday evening, and I'm joined in the studio by The Vamps. So the new single, Wake Up, is out now. How does it feel to finally get it out there?
It feels very good. We're very happy. We've been waiting a while to release new music, and we are so chuffed with this new album. And Wake Up is, we think, the best representation of the new album. So it felt like the right choice to have that as the first single. And it feels a bit more mature. It's a better direction. Not better, but like it's a progression for us. And yeah, we hope people like it. So it's nice to get it out there.
Did you get with this new single, did you get any sort of major influences that you drew upon when you were writing it? Because it's got like a similar sound to a lot of people have been saying MGMT.
Yeah, it's got that kind of
synth sound.
But then the drums are quite, I always Slipknot. Say Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because it's got that kind of like, it sounds a bit more anthemic, this song, which is different for us. We haven't really done anything like that. And it's a bit more like mid-tempo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we hope people like it.
Did you say the drums are kind of Slipknot-y?
Yeah.
No.
Imagine Dragons.
The sound is more distorted. The drums are more distorted. And
yeah. It's got fuzzy bass. Yeah.
So the new album, Wake Up, is out on the 27th of November.
It is.
So you've got the first single, Wake Up. What else can we expect?
Well, we're releasing a new tour. Well, we have announced a new tour, and we're super excited to be going to new places that we've never been before. So places like South America, Hong Kong, we've never been to before. But yeah, I mean, the whole Wake Up campaign is hopefully for us the chance to show people what we've been working on in the past year. So yeah, we're super excited to get back on the road again.
So on your last album, you had Cecilia. It's kind of, it was not really a cover, but more of like an adaptation. Do we expect anything else like that on the new album?
We've got a collaboration on the new album that we haven't announced yet. But with regards to things like sampling old songs like we did with Cecilia, I don't think there's anything like that on this album. But we've had just as much fun, and we're open to kind of more collaborations if that kind of opportunity arises. But yeah, we're really excited about a collaboration that we've already confirmed on the album, so we can't wait for that to get out.
Okay, so are you not allowed to say who the collaboration is with yet?
No, but we can say that it's kind of different. We've never done a collaboration with someone like this before, so it's kind of pushes it in more of a, I guess, an urban way.
He's a youngling.
A youngling. Oh, I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah.
So you mentioned your tour, like there's fan rallies. You've got two dates at the O2 in April, and what kind of stood out for me was that I think it said tickets for the fan rally are £6, and you've got 40,000 tickets for the arena tour at £9.50. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because that's mad, because nowadays like tickets are going up and up and up in price. So why did you just decide to like sell them so like cheap compared to normal?
Just for that reason, really. I mean, there's a lot of people that can't afford to spend £50 on a gig ticket. I know that when I was 14, my parents wouldn't have given me that to go. And it's not even just that. It's things like if you're travelling to, like, I don't know, like the O2, for example, from somewhere down south, because I know that that's my closest gig venue when I'm at home, then that's going to cost like the best part of like £50 to get there and back on a train, and then there's more. So for us, it's really important to try and just give fans the opportunity to see us. We're not trying to, you know, sell the tickets for as much as we can. We're trying to get as many fans there as that want to come, I guess.
With a lot of bands and with a lot of groups, we like to play something called Who's Who. It can be seen as like a team building exercise, or it can be seen as something that causes a lot of arguments. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain a certain situation. I want you to let me know which member of the Vamps fits that criteria the most, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this game.
So who's the most likely to have a secret family hidden away somewhere?
Tris. What do you mean? Why was that so obvious, me? Like, secret family?
Yeah, you would. I reckon you have.
Yeah, you already do.
What, like the mafia?
Western. Tris.
Yeah, that was universal, to be fair. Who's the most likely to argue with the cashier if they're not given the right amount of change?
James.
I have
the
to
only
say,
one that would count the change.
Well,
either,
no,
like,
I was about to. I would argue. Don't get. I do like a good debate. However, I never check the change, so it probably wouldn't. What I'd do is I'd realise when I've gone out, and then I'd go back in. So yeah, you're right there.
You should go on Question Time. That'd be so good. That'd be so good, wouldn't it?
Countdown or something.
No. Question Time.
Yeah.
So who's the most likely to sit on Netflix for a solid 18 hours before going back to bed?
Ooh, that's
I couldn't do 18 hours.
I don't have Netflix.
I'd say Brad.
I can't do more than 2 hours, really.
I can watch a lot, but I don't have Netflix. So if it was just straight up TV series, I can watch a lot. I
think Dexter's the new one.
I watched the first episode.
Who did we go for then, the most likely to sit watching TV for something?
Brad, yeah.
Okay, who's the most likely to have like living creatures hiding away in their room because it's so messy?
Connor. Yeah, probably.
Lizards.
Loves it.
Loves that.
So who's the most likely to do a Kanye and then suddenly decide to run like for prime minister?
I'd suck as a prime minister, but I'll take it.
No, you'd be good.
Okay, we'll stick with the Kanye thing then. Who's the most likely to, a bit later in their career, like self-proclaim themselves as a god?
A god?
A god.
A god? Yeah. Has he said that?
Yeah, he's got a song called actually, I Am a God.
Oh, okay, really? That's a good song.
I'll be the god, boys.
Yeah, Tris.
Tris can be god.
He's got the shoes for it.
Yeah, I've got the J's on my back, so.
What god shoes?
J's. You have to see them. They're
Michael J's.
Yeah, god-like.
They're pretty, like, battered at the moment. They're pretty, like, dirty.
You need a new pair, don't you?
No, I just need to clean them.
You need some finish.
So your final one. Who's most likely to go off one evening on tour and then come back the following morning with, like, only one sock, like a rubber ring? Perfect, thank you very much, boys.
Cheers.
Can you introduce your new track here on KMFM, please?
So this is our new song off our new album. It's called Wake Up, and it's on KMFM. You've been deep in a coma, but I stood right here.
The Hit List. The Hit List. KMFM.